The Cardinal Podcast is sponsored by West Piedmont Regional Adult Education, helping to build skills and earn credentials for sustainable employment and self-sufficiency. Contact WPRAE.com. Today, we're joined by reporter Samantha Varelli. Samantha covers the Roanoke Valley and recently got her hands dirty looking into composting. There's been a lot of attention given lately to how we manage our food and other organic waste here in Virginia, but turning food scraps into fertilizer can be more complicated than you might expect. Sam, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start with a field trip that you took to Star City Compost. It's a small private composting facility here in Roanoke. How does the business work and what does its clientele look like?
I actually took two field trips out to Star City Compost, and it's a really cool facility. They've got kind of a garden on one end and all of the composting equipment and land on the other end. And the way it works is customers can either... So they collect their compost at home, or if it's a business in their business, and they can either have it picked up by Star City Compost, or they can drop their food waste off at a drop-off location. They pay a certain amount of money every month, kind of like a TV streaming subscription. You pay a little bit more if Star City Compost is to come pick up your waste for you. And then what Star City Compost does with that is actually turns that food waste into compost that they can then make into fertilizer that local farmers can use.
So then what happens to that finished product, the fertilizer? Do they sell it? Do they give it back to their members, their customers? How does that work? Do you know?
They sell it out to farmers. The reason why facilities like Star City Compost are, I mean, composting in your backyard is great too, but it's more efficient if you want to be creating like more fertile soil that farmers can then use.
Got it. Okay. And let's talk about the key benefit of composting and sort of go back to composting basics, because I'm one of those people who composts at home. And my goal personally is to divert some food waste from my regular trash and to hopefully make like a little bit of fertilizer for my very tiny garden. But large scale, tell me about the interest in composting and the benefits of doing so.
Yeah. So bear with me. A lot of big words here. So basically, when food waste goes into a landfill, the way a landfill works, it's not really meant for food waste. When a landfill is being filled up, it's divided into cells. So when one cell is full, they shut it off with a layer of dirt and start another cell. And after that cell is full, they basically stick a pipe in it that lets all the gases out of the landfill. When food waste is thrown into a landfill and closed off in a cell, it decomposes anaerobically, meaning it doesn't have access to oxygen, and that creates methane. And methane is, my expert has told me, four times worse than carbon dioxide is for the environment. Now, if you throw food waste just in the dirt in your backyard, it's getting access to oxygen, it's decomposing aerobically, and that's producing biogenic carbon dioxide. It's still carbon dioxide, but it's a more natural version that isn't as harmful for the environment. So it's really about kind of the access to oxygen and the lack thereof in a landfill. That's why it's so bad to have food waste in a landfill, because it decomposes a lot quicker than other types of trash.
Got it. So if we can have more of this organic waste decomposing with access to oxygen, sort of in like a loose bin versus this like capped off thing in a landfill, it lets it decompose at its usual rate. And then you can use the byproduct at the end.
Right. And then the added benefit with composting is you're adding nutrients back into the soil, which doesn't happen, obviously, in a landfill. So the benefits are twofold and probably even more than twofold.
But. Okay. This is great. You know, when you decided to take this job as a local news reporter, do you think you'd be a composting expert?
No, but I love it. I am very much into anything having to do with the environment. So anytime I can make an excuse to learn about that as my job, I will.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But no, Star City Compost is a very cool facility. I learned how to grow a sweet potato there. They've got a lot of cool things going on. So, yeah.
It's always different once you get to see that stuff hands-on and see sort of like the scale of a facility, learn how things work. I was watching some of your videos of like tractors moving parts of this compost process back and forth. So there's a lot involved. So seeing it on the ground is usually helpful to put it in perspective for readers later on.
Right.
Yeah. Some cities in various parts of the country offer curbside composting now. Like it's part of their municipal offerings and you just put food scraps out in a bin next to your trash can and somebody picks it up. How many composting facilities does Virginia have? And is there interest in our state leaning more on composting on this larger scale and less on landfills?
Yeah. So there are about 14 facilities in Virginia that compost. I say about because the DEQ report says 16, but one of them was closed. And one of them is two facilities that have actually joined into one. Only 8 of those actually accept food waste. And the reason for that is for facilities who are just taking yard waste, so like leaves and tree clippings and that kind of thing, they're on a lower level permit. And to move up to that higher level permit to be able to accept food waste, there's a lot of different regulations involved that they would have to adhere to. But those 14, it's a mix of public and private. And again, only 8 of them take food. But in recent years, Virginia has kind of started to pay attention to composting and the importance of composting. In 2021, the General Assembly had requested the Department of Environmental Quality to do a study on what the effects would be of both composting and donating food, extra food. And this led to a 2022 executive order from the governor basically saying, okay, this is a big problem in Virginia and in the U.S., and we need to raise awareness on it. In 2023, a DEQ report showed that 22 million tons of trash or waste were picked up in Virginia that year, and 1% of it was composted on site. So really the largest single by volume source of trash in landfills is food waste, both in Virginia and in the U.S.
Okay, so if we could divert some of that food waste out of the landfills are going to fill up more slowly, and you're keeping all of that, the gases, out of the air, right? So it's yes. There are multiple benefits, but it sounds like it is a lot of effort, and there's a lot of hoops to jump through to be able to accelerate the rate and the number of facilities at which composting is viable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Can you tell me a little bit more about some of those financial barriers to composting? Because it sounds like the state is interested and there is evidence there to show that this would be good for the environment, you know, large scale. But, you know, tell me about some of those barriers, why composting isn't more popular at this point in Virginia.
Yeah. Well, unbeknownst to me before I started this, it is not easy to just set up a facility, get all the equipment and be like, I'm going to start composting. There's a lot of laws that you have to adhere to, similar to a landfill. And a lot of the laws that dictate how a landfill or a solid waste management facility works are kind of preventative in case anything were to happen, that there wouldn't be leaks, that everything would be cleaned up properly. What my composting experts have told me is that's not really so needed in the composting world because everything is turning back to natural waste anyway. But they still have to pay some of these fees that a landfilling facility would just because that's how the law is written right now. For example, they have to pay what's called a PE certified closure cost, which is basically just a sum of money they pay to the state every year that says, hey, if we walk away from this facility and disappear, this is how much money you will need to clean everything up and shut it down properly. And for a composting facility, I mean, that food really would just decompose into the ground. It's different for a landfill, but the laws are, it's not really reflected in the law at this point.
So there's an annual fee. Wait, hold on. I need to make sure I understand this. There's an annual fee that says I operate this waste facility. If I walk away at any point, this is the money you'll need to clean it up. But you have to keep paying that year after year, even if you did not abandon your waste facility.
It's pretty much like self-imposed insurance, is what I've been told. There are other fees, too. I mean, they have to pay every year to have their permit re-upped. I think they had told me for Star City Compost, their startup costs were around $85,000. because all of these fees really add up, and then you have to pay for the actual equipment and the infrastructure itself, for which there's not a lot of grants available in Virginia right now to help out with that. Another thing that makes it difficult is the only driver here really is economic. Some states have started to implement laws that say, if you are going to create X amount of tons of trash per week, you need to start composting this percentage of it. Virginia hasn't enacted any law like that. It does tend to be more left-leaning states who have enacted mm-hmm. those laws thus far. But without the regulation, it really comes down to it has to be economic to compost. And I think that's what a lot of these facilities are still struggling with. People aren't used to the idea of having to pay to compost separately. So,
okay. What is ahead for, you know, increasing interest and viability for composting, both statewide and in the Roanoke Valley? I understand that Roanoke, the city, is adding composting into its legislative agenda.
Yeah, it wasn't on. So the way they set up their agenda, they have like main priority points for each category. The categories are like public health, environment, economic development, that kind of thing. And then they've got a list of other priorities that they would like to see. And for anyone who doesn't know, the legislative agenda is basically a city's wish list that they would like to see the General Assembly take into account the next legislative session. They did include a couple of asks that were basically laws to support facilities in this kind of work. And actually recently, the Virginia DEQ started a program that would support universities to start partnering with some of these private facilities. It was an $8 million grant, and it goes on for 3 years. And basically, the university or college would have to apply, and then they like partner with a composting facility. That grant, the applications closed in November, so I think they're in the process of figuring out who the grantees are going to be.
I think I read in your draft of your article that as of the time of this recording has not come out yet. So if you're looking for it on the Cardinal News website, it's okay. It may not be there yet. We'll see. But when I was reading the draft, it sounds like there is interest among colleges and universities to compost. But those who are already doing it, it's not exactly convenient for them location-wise to be able to transport their compost to the compost facility. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I know Virginia Tech and James Madison University are both composting with a facility, a larger facility in Bedford. It's a 73-mile trip for Virginia Tech. So, I mean, that's creating a lot of carbon just based off the transportation to get there. But again, there's just not the capacity for having, there's only 14 facilities in the state, only about 8 are taking food in. So it's tough. And it's tough to enact laws that say you have to do this when the capacity isn't there to support it. And that's a conversation I've had with the vice mayor, Terry McGuire, in Roanoke, who he himself composts through Star City Compost. And I've gone to his house and watched him compost and taken photos of him doing that. And he has said he's all for composting and enacting laws like that, but not without the capacity because it's just not responsible.
Yeah. You can only imagine the amount of food waste a university the size of Virginia Tech with 40,000 students might produce. And even if you try to reduce the amount of waste that gets generated, there's still the question of what to do with it, right? So there could be a huge impact of having these large colleges and universities take part, but if there's nowhere close by to drive the stuff to, it's a whole chicken and an egg situation, really.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think the other issue is it takes a lot of time for these universities to parse out their food waste from their regular waste. But composting facilities don't like receiving giant bins of just solid waste with food mixed in and other things mixed in. So that becomes another difficulty too.
Okay. One of the other things I have noted is I have a note about Virginia Solid Waste Plan, but I have no other details. So I hope you can tell me what that is so our listeners aren't left hanging by my poor note-taking.
So the DEQ is taking suggestions this year on their solid waste plan from like solid waste management facilities. So Davey Stewards, he's the owner of Star City Compost, has been making some recommendations that he would like to see. And I think the main one he's really getting at here is that PE certified closure cost. So the self-insurance cost. He said that's really the big kicker for him and for other private facilities. So more to come on that when the solid waste plan comes out, which shouldn't be for maybe until the spring. But
let me ask you a question that I didn't warn you about. And I will say that I am looking for your opinion based on the research that you've done. Do you feel like interest in composting, or I guess inertia for composting, do you think it's really a political issue, a left versus right, Democrat interest versus Republican interest? Or is this something that has support or inertia on both sides of the aisle?
I do think it has political stems to it. I mean, I was talking to my expert the other day and I said, I'm noticing that all of the states that have enacted laws requiring composting from large solid waste producers are tend to be left-leaning states. And he kind of laughed and was like, good observation. That is not a coincidence. Mm. And he couldn't name one right-leaning state who has enacted laws like that. And it's also tough to say because a lot of states aren't collecting data about this annually. There was a study done that said that Virginia was ranked 21st out of 25 states for amount of waste composted. And there were only 25 states included in the study because that was all the data they could get. So I think it's still so new and people still aren't thinking about it yet. But from what my composting expert, who I'll get into him a little bit too, he just has worked on the engineering side. He's opened his own facilities. He's worked on the policy side. He's seen every part of this and says that Virginia is starting to fall behind a little bit, but they're slowly bringing it into the focus a little bit more.
Okay. Sam, you've mentioned your expert source a couple of times, but you haven't mentioned their name. Is that because it's a secret, or you just haven't done it for simplicity's sake?
Just for simplicity's sake, with all the other big complicated things I already talked about. No, his name is Craig Coker. He has worked in every side of solid waste management in the region. He has helped start facilities. He's been a consultant. He's done engineering. He's done the policy side of it. I actually was on the phone with him the other day, just as I'm asking him last questions as I'm finishing up the story. And I said, I don't think I've stumped you yet. I don't think I've asked a question you didn't know the answer to. And he was like, you have not. You, in fact, have not. But yes, his name is Craig. He's been great, super helpful this whole process.
That is amazing. I love when you find an expert source who's willing to answer all of your questions, sometimes like repeatedly, right? As you keep coming back with questions, you haven't stumped them and they admit that you haven't stumped them. Like that is just real talk.
I think I've been calling him almost every day for the past 2 weeks, just making sure I have things right. And every time I apologize and he's like, I want you to get it right. Keep calling me as much as you need. So that is always appreciated here.
Gosh, I love that. Well, Sam, I know that the article and its accompanying photo and video have not come out yet. I am very much looking forward to them and sharing that with readers soon. How can readers reach you if they want to know more about what you're working on, or if they have questions about composting that they want you to answer now?
Yeah, readers can email me for sure. My email is samantha@cardinalnews.org.
Excellent. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having me again.
And thank you for listening to the Cardinal News of Virginia. Thanks to our sponsors, to Sean Eddy of Eddy Alexander for production support, and to Cardinal News' own Zach Shelton. Read all of our paywall-free local news coverage at cardinalnews.org. I'm Lisa Rowan. Take care now.